let me ask you, are you happy? Are you happy? I mean, that's a fair question, right? How are things going for you? I ask you this because there's a strange bit of information that's come across. It's the General Social Survey. And nothing remotely like it in the past five decades of polling has occurred. The General Social Survey on happiness in America. For the first time, those that are very happy have crossed those that are not too happy. And those that are not too happy outnumber those that are very happy for the first time since 1972. For the first time since 1972. Those that are very happy have fallen to about 19%, down from a high in the, it's ranged anywhere from 30 to 35% since 1972. But since the pandemic began, and certainly a big slide in 2021, massive slide down, while there's been an increase from not too happy as low as about 8 or 9%, now it's at about 23%. And to me, that's not a good sign, but that's all part of the reckoning. It is all part of the reckoning that's coming. Meanwhile, the progressives, some are getting the message, some are not. Let's start with one that is not. Michigan's Rashida Tlaib. She's a member of Congress, 13th Congressional District in Michigan. Her district has changed. I don't know if she's going to run again. Apparently, maybe she is. But listen to what she says about the energy industry. She says the federal government should take it over, just like was done in Venezuela. Listen.
To reject the federal permit applications for all fossil fuel infrastructure projects. You know, this is an emergency situation, a crisis in our country right now. He should pull the presidential permit for Line 5 oil pipeline in the Great Lakes like he did for Keystone XL. So it's important, again, that people are educated to understand this is very, very, very much an option on the table. The other really important option that President Biden has is banning federal fossil fuel leasing and drilling. Regardless of oil industry and red state lawsuits challenging the administration's moratorium on leasing, President Biden can halt all federal fossil fuel leasing and permitting on public lands and waters as promised during his presidential campaign.
And she goes on, it's not just that. He can basically take over the energy sector, she believes, on executive orders. Nobody else believes that. But there it is, the progressive tyranny. We'll just take it over. It's an emergency. The emergency is that we're going to get another, here's two things. Another big dump of snow by the weekend in Boston, where they set the single day record for 23.6 inches over the weekend for single day snowfall. Another big storm coming. It's going to dump all over the Great Lakes and then move on to the eastern seaboard, we're told. Guess what? People like to heat their homes when it's really cold because it went from a ton of snow to very cold now in Boston, New York, D.C. Meanwhile, I told you earlier that you can tell there's a problem inside the Democrat Party, and they realize it as people are fleeing the Democrat Party. Failing Secretary of Education Cardona is pivoting like Democrats everywhere, trying to explain how they want to embrace freedom and open schools, but really all they're doing here is pandering frantically, trying to reel back in millions of voters that have fled, most notably Black and Hispanic voters who have had a sudden realization about the entire Democrat Party over the past 22 months and are now rejecting them across the board. Listen.
Safely reopen schools is just the baseline. It's not good enough. We must make up for lost time. Our schools must offer increased access to mental health support for students, wraparound programs, meaningful and authentic parent and family engagement, and interventions for those students who felt the impact of the pandemic much more bluntly than others. You see, missed instruction has affected millions of students. We must ensure that these students receive the most resources and supports.
Well, gee, Mr. Secretary, schools have more money today than they have ever had, thanks in part to the legislation signed by Joe Biden and before him, Donald Trump. Trillions of dollars pumped into the economy, billions, hundreds of billions of dollars for schools. What's the problem? You need more money? Please. You've got resources. But pandering now, saying, well, people should be in classrooms. Of course they should be. We've known this all along. We've said this on this program since April of 2020. Kids need to be back in the classroom because by April and May of 2020, kids were going back to school in person in places like Florida and all across Europe. America's been an outlier through all of it. Pushed and prodded and controlled and led around by the nose by the teachers' unions. At the expense of our children. They've paid the price. Meanwhile, back to energy for just a moment. The price of gas is also going to cost Democrats a lot going forward. AAA says, by the way, get used to it. Get used to it. This high price of gasoline you're seeing, get used to it. And say thank you, Brandon, every time you fill up. Listen.
I ain't gonna lie, it's crazy for real. Right?
It's how many drivers feel every time they have to fill up.
I can remember 35 years ago when gas prices were 89 cents a gallon. You know, I can remember that far back. So, yeah, it's something else.
It's impacting everyday lives for some. Valisa Pinnell says it's harder to take weekend trips because of the cost.
It would be really nice to see it go down and stay down.
Morgan Dean with AAA says that probably won't happen soon, and you should get used to the prices.
We will start seeing people set out for spring break trips, and then we'll see them start setting out for those summer trips. That's going to bring demand way up much higher and start to pull supplies down. And depending where crude oil prices are at that point, we could see much higher prices when we start to see that summer demand kick in.
I ain't going to lie, it's crazy for real. Like he said. It's a problem. It's a problem for the left. You hate energy, but you love cheap gas? Makes no sense. We'll be back on the Steve Gruber Show.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.